ballpark in beautiful but balmy Dunedin, Florida. It's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the series opener between the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Marlins single-A affiliate in the Florida State League, and the Blue Jays. Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Larry Larson with you. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Blue Jays come into this one at 14-19 after dropping 4 out of 6 games on the road last week at Fort Myers. Well, the Hammerheads are 21-12. They're the first place team over in the Florida State League East Division. Before we really dive into the details on what happened last week, including 3 walk-off losses for the Blue Jays, let's hear from the manager, Jose Mayorga, and his perspective of what happened last week, and a few headlines on a different bunch of Blue Jays players, Christian Feliz, Gene Joseph, playing some big roles here lately. So, without further ado, here's the manager, Jose Mayorga.
We're back on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, as always on usually Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays, joined by the manager, Jose Mayorga. And Jose, coming off last week, lose 4 out of 6 on the road at Fort Myers, but I think there were definitely some positives in there, and I think the team showed a lot of fight. What were your kind of main takeaways from last week, whether that was in the wins or some of those heartbreaking losses?
Yeah, I think they were good games, especially I think what we take out of that is like the guys are competing. They're not giving up. So as long as we're doing that, we know it's not going to be easy. We're playing good games. That's what like actually matters. And yes, of course, like we want to get some wins as well. But I think it's the fight back that they had. I think we take that.
100%. You know, looking at some individual performances last week, I think Christian Feliz is a guy that continues to develop, especially in this plate approach. His last 2 games and that road trip, he didn't strike out for the first time this year in back-to-back games. What strides have you seen from him?
Yeah, I think he made some good improvements on his approach at the plate. I think that's really good. I think we have seen him. He can do it. And it's good for us that he's showing that, and as well for him for his career.
You know, for him, for a guy that has such hulking power like he has, how do you work on kind of his plate approach and trying to cut down on swings and misses while still trying to keep him aggressive?
I think he's just sticking to his routine. I think he got a pretty good routine with our hitting coach, like with he's showing up that he's making some progress. And again, like I said, like if he stick to that and he keeps doing what he's doing right now, you're gonna have a lot of success because he got a ton of power.
Another guy who's really made an impact lately is Gene Joseph, moving down from the top of the lineup all the way to the leadoff spot. What prompted you to make that adjustment, and what exactly has he brought to the table? Just 19, and he's reached base in every single game he's been with Dunedin.
Yeah, we have seen Gene Joseph coming up since the Dominican. He had some good tools as well. I think when he got here, he was in the bottom of the lineup. He was giving out good ABs. He was getting on base. And, I mean, that's what we're looking for, a leadoff guy. I think he's still doing it in the leadoff spot, giving us good ABs, setting up everything from the first inning for the other hitters. And I think he's done a pretty good job. And we're just going to keep giving him the opportunity to be there and, like, just work for that, see if we can get him on base for, like, the other guys that are coming behind him.
Now, turning towards this week's series with Jupiter, obviously, I'm sure revenge is on the mind for a lot of guys coming into this week. You know, how much of a factor do you think that'll play here in the early week, at least?
Yeah, I mean, yes, for sure. No, we know what happened over there. But again, like we're just going to go out and play game by game. We're going to try to do everything we can to get the W and at the same time, you know, play a good game. I think they're going to be pretty good games. I got good trust on all the players. I know what they can do. We got good pitching. You know, the guys are doing their job. Same thing with the position players. So we're just going to go game by game and try to win it all.
You know, with Jupiter, what specific challenges do they present? You know, I know their run game has really been kind of disruptive for a lot of teams.
Yeah, the running game is pretty good. I mean, they are taking some backs and they do some stuff there. I think they also got a decent team, you know. They got good pitching. I think it's going to be a really fun competition in this entire week. I think we just have to do our job, control that running game, and at the same time, you know, make our pitches and score some runs to get the win.
Last question here for you. You know, I know running has also been a big part of our identity early in this season, and it seems that when we run successfully, steal a lot of bases, it seems like more times than not the results go our way. How important is it to establish that run game, you know, and start to occupy some real estate in pitchers' minds about stealing bases?
Oh, yeah, I think we every time we can take advantage of it, you know, it's an extra 90 feet that we can get. It's always good. Just trying to, like, get good times where we can run and not run in two outs and try to score as much run as possible.
Jose, as always, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That was the skipper, Jose Mayorga. Always appreciate Mayo's time before we start each series. His Blue Jays take the field coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We've got first pitch coming up soon between Jupiter and Dunedin. Stay with us on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Welcome back inside TD Ballpark. We're approaching first pitch for the series opener between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Welcome back into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. One of the big headlines coming into action tonight and the rest of this week is a young man by the name of Dylan Head making his Marlins organizational debut tonight. He'll lead off and play center field, acquired by the Marlins in the deal that sent Luis Arraez the other way off to San Diego. And Head immediately got slotted into the Marlins' number 5 prospect spot on MLB Pipeline's list. So Dylan Head coming into his Marlins debut tonight with a lot of expectations. Let's dive into the pitching matchup tonight. Pitching matchup always brought to you by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. It's two southpaws tonight. Connor O'Halloran goes for the Blue Jays, and he's arguably been Dunedin's best starter so far this year. Ranks top 10 in the Florida State League in ERA, batting average against, and whip. You see that ERA for watching on MILB TV at 2.63. K per 9 rate over 10. He struck out 9 batters in each of his last 2 starts. He'll be opposed by the 19-year-old going for Jupiter, Julio Mendez, a guy who's thrown just over 11 innings as a professional. Mendez last season spent most of the season on the 60-day injured list, but did make 3 appearances with the Florida Complex League Marlins. It didn't go great. 3 appearances, 5 2/3 innings, and 5 earned runs. He did pitch once last year in the Florida State League against Dunedin, and that didn't go great either. More on that coming up later. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's series opener. The starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit. For a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service, with a waterfront view, visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. First for the visitors from Jupiter, Dylan Head leads it off, making his Marlins organizational debut. Jesus Hernandez will bat second and play shortstop. Ryan Ignafo, the converted infielder, now a catcher, will bat third. He's been raking so far this year. Brock Vredenburg is the cleanup man and the first baseman. Kobe Shade will hit fifth and play left. John Cruz is out right, hitting sixth. Gerald Martinez is the DH, batting seventh. JT Mayberry is over at third, and Jordan McCants rounds it out, playing second base. Those are the Hammerheads. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, led off by Gene Joseph, who's done a nice job lately. Victor Arias will bat second and play center field. Joan Helaponte is out in right, hitting third. Tucker Toman is the cleanup man tonight, while Manny Beltre will play shortstop over on that left side of the infield, with Toman at third base. Christian Feliz is over at first base. Mikhail Mignoso will do the catching. Bryce Arnold will hit eighth and play second, while Daniel Perez is the DH. Let's take a listen into our nation's national anthem, performed by Katie Ducharme tonight. Katie Ducharme, fantastic as always on the national anthem here at TD Ballpark. I think we can maybe name her the official anthem singer of the Dunedin Blue Jays at this point. Always a great performer, a frequent performer here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays, Hammerheads, coming up next here in just a few moments on MILB TV on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Stay with us. We've got First Pitch after a short break.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Connor O'Halloran has taken the field along with the rest of his Dunedin Blue Jays teammates, which means we are moments away from first pitch between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Jupiter Hammerheads. First game of six here this week between these cross-division opponents. Now, this is not the first time that these two teams have faced each other this season, despite being that Jupiter is over in the east and Dunedin is here in the west. The first series went all in favor of the Hammerheads as they swept the Blue Jays, handing Dunedin their first ever six-game sweep. Connor O'Halloran will try and make sure that Dunedin gets a win out of the way right out of the gate, and O'Halloran really has played the stopper, he's played the ace, whatever you want to call him so far this year for the Blue Jays. He has been outstanding. 2.63 ERA and 27 and a thirds innings of work. That's top 10 in the Florida State League, along with his sub-1 whip at 0.99 and his batting average against at 175. O'Halloran, a lefty, throws a fastball, a sinking fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Fastball won't blow you away, sits in the low to mid-90s, tops out at maybe 93 or 94, but he locates all of his pitches well, changes speeds incredibly well, has a little bit of a throwback, and boy, has he been effective for the Blue Jays to open this season. Jupiter, on the other side of things, comes into this one with a first-place record in the Florida State League East at 21-12. They're three games up on the Daytona Tortugas coming into action tonight. O'Halloran has wrapped up his warm-up tosses, and he's set to face Dylan Head, suiting up in Jupiter colors for the first time tonight. Batting from the left side, first pitch from the lefty O'Halloran is popped up behind home plate over our heads and out of play. And we are underway at 6:33 Eastern Time. Head acquired by the Marlins in the deal that sent Luis Arraez over to San Diego back on May 4th, the 0-1. There's that slider taken for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Zach Hovick is relaying the balls and strikes calls tonight. It's the automatic balls and strikes zone here tonight. The 0-2 to Head reached out and lined into right. Aponte charging in, loses his cap, and it drops in front of him. Head slams on the brakes around first. It's one at bat in the Marlins organization for Head, and it's one base hit. Leadoff single
now batting,
for the 19-year-old.
Number two, Jesus Hernandez.
Brings up Jesus Hernandez. That was not hit exceptionally hard at 75 off the bat. Looks like a line drive in the scorebook, and here's Jesus Hernandez. First pitch to the righty. A slider taken for a called strike in the upper half of the zone. And it's 0-1. Hernandez went 1-for-5 on Sunday for Jupiter. O'Halloran throws over to first to check on Head. He's back in with a head first slide. Head is a threat to run, just like pretty much everybody on this Jupiter Hammerheads team. They lead the Florida State League in stolen bases, and it's not close. There goes Head as the pitch is skied into center. Arias comes in, he camps underneath it, and makes the catch. Head retreats back to first, and there's one down in the top of the first.
Catcher,
brings up Ryan Ignafo. So the Hammerheads run well, but they have not hit particularly well for average. But Ryan Ignafo has been a very, very large exception. Waits on the first pitch and takes a fastball inside. 88 there on a sinker, and it's 1-0. Ignafo hitting .322 this year, went 7-for-15 last week in the series split with Palm Beach for the Hammerheads. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Swung over the slider. It's 1-1. Ignafo has played 20 games, all at catcher. One homer for him and an OPS near all-star level at .900. Throw over to first. Again, Head is back in safely. Ignafo Ignafo, an Illinois native, drafted out of Eastern Illinois by the Marlins last year. 1-1 to him, a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, according to Larry Pettis, the field umpire. Made that call from behind the mound. Our umpires tonight, brought to you by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. Another quick move over to first, just late. A beautiful move from O'Halloran. No leg kick, he just stepped off and flung it over to first. Just a little bit late. The count is 1-2 on Ignafo. No score, top of the first. Pitch is swung on and missed. Head was off with the pitch. He steals second without a throw. But the strikeout is out number two.
First baseman, number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
So it's up to Brock Vredenburg to score ahead from second base. Jupiter trying to get on the board here in the top of the first. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here, first offer. Vredenburg takes a slider outside, and it's 1-0. Vredenburg worked two walks on Sunday before yesterday's day off. Long and lanky first baseman. Waits on the 1-0. Reaches out, pops it out of play on the third base side. That's 1-1. Vredenburg, a top 30 Marlins prospect, number 18, according to MLB Pipeline. Was the third round selection by Miami in last year's draft. He stands at 6'6", 230 pounds. The 1-1 to him. A sweeping breaking ball taken for a called strike. That profiled a little bit more like the curveball from O'Halloran than the slider. Very similar pitches. The main difference there is the speed. Curveball in the upper 70s while that slider's in the low 80s. Connor's out in front, 1-2, trying to strand Dylan Head on second base. The 1-2 pitch misses outside. There goes Head for third, and he's in safely. Throw is just a little bit tall from Mikhail Mignoso, the catcher. And so Dylan Head swipes not one but two bases in his first inning in the Marlins system. He's 90 feet away. O'Halloran's going to go from the windup here for the 2-2 to Vredenburg. It's on the way. Misses up and in on the fastball. Runs it full, 3-2. No score, just getting started, top of the first. Vredenburg with 12 runs driven in. He's yet to homer. O'Halloran has the sign. Rucks and throws. And just barely misses inside on the fastball. It's a two-out walk issued to Brock Vredenburg. So it's men on the corners with two outs for Kobe Shade. Shade coming off a 1-for-4 outing with a double on Sunday. Comes into action today hitting 222. First pitch to the righty. Misses way upstairs on a fastball. And it's 1-0. Dylan Head over on third base. He singled to open the inning. Then stole second and stole third. O'Halloran got the next two batters, but then issued that free pass to Vredenburg. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Vredenburg swung over the slider there. One ball, one strike. It is a rare pitcher's day at TD Ballpark. Wind blowing in hard from right center field towards the third base line. The 1-1. Hammered foul on the third base side. Head jumps out of the way. He was in foul ground. So O'Halloran's ahead here, 1-2, trying to escape a first-inning jam. Game-time temperature tonight, 87 degrees, very, very humid. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. O'Halloran went to the changeup, and he set down Kobe Shade to escape a little first-inning trouble. Head stranded on third, Vredenburg stranded on first. Hammerheads come up empty. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Fielder number 6, Gene Joseph.
No score going to the bottom of the first inning in game number 1 of 6 between Jupiter and Dunedin here in Dunedin this week. And Julio Mendez fires his first pitch to Gene Joseph. Blue Jays leadoff man takes downstairs. And it's 1-0. Mendez, the 19-year-old lefty, making his single-A season debut. 1-0 pitch. Joseph takes down and outside on another fastball. It's 2-0. Now, this is not Mendez's overall single-A debut. 2-0. Joseph takes a called strike. Pitch that just caught the inside edge. Makes it 2-1. Mendez did make one single-A appearance last year with Jupiter, and it was here in Dunedin. 2-1. Line drive on a one hop to the second baseman McCancy. Fields it cleanly, has plenty of time to make the play at first. And there's one down.
Now batting center fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Brings up Victor Arias. Arias had a rare day off on Sunday. Dunedin's 4-3 victory over Fort Myers. Lefty on lefty here, first pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Arias has been the Blue Jays' leading hitter for most of this season. 0-1. A curveball slipped out of Mendez's hand. Misses high. It's 1-1. Arias hitting .283. OPS at .800 on the dot. 1-1. Misses up and in. Victor leans out of the way. Stumbles out of the box. It's 2-1. But anyways, that single-A debut last year for Mendez, his first taste of single-A, was a bit sour. Arias fouls the pitch off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was in September 8th, against Dunedin. Mendez started and only went an inning and a third, allowed 5 hits and 4 earned runs. A 2-2 pitch. Arias takes some high cheddar. Runs it full, 3-2. So Mendez trying to maybe get a little bit of revenge after that long day in September last year. He's only made one other outing this year in the Florida Complex League. Payoff pitch, misses up and in, and got Arias in the hand. Well, Mendez's command in that whole plate appearance against Arias was a little bit wild all over the place, and that one ran too far inside. So the Blue Jays have a one-out base runner. Arias, a good runner, is aboard for Joan Helaponte. Top 30 Blue Jays prospect, number 25 on the pipeline list. Waits on the first offer for Mendez. And misses way upstairs on a changeup for ball one. No score, bottom of the first. Got to keep an eye on Arias over there at first. He's stolen 7 bases, being held on by Vredenburg. 1-0. LaPonte takes a called strike. Upper half of the automated balls and strike zone. It's 1-1. LaPonte hitting 204 coming into action tonight. Two homers, 15 RBIs. The pitch misses up. Two balls, one strike. That has been Mendez's miss early in this game. Upstairs, high and away to righties, up and into lefties. Obviously still very early. The 2-1. LaPonte takes a curveball that caught a piece of the inside edge. Called strike. That's 2-2. Juwan Helwin, 1-for-4 on Sunday with a walk and two punch-outs. Throw over to first is late. Arias dives back in, reaches to the first base bag with his neon green batting, or rather running glove, one of those oven mitts that's common in today's game. I don't think we've seen that yet from him, though. 2-2. Slider misses in. Runs it full, 3-2. Mendez really struggling with his command in this bottom of the first. Mendez, native of Venezuela, signed by the Marlins in 2022. He deals and misses outside. That's ball four. So after the hit-by-pitch to Arias, Juwan Helaponte works a walk. There's men on first and second for Tucker Thoman.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
And while Tucker gets limbered up in the on-deck circle, Ryan Ignafo wants to talk things over with Mendez. Thoman will bat from the left side here. Listed on the roster as a switch hitter, but he has been taking more lefty-on-lefty plate appearances as of late. And he's had some success. See how it plays out here. Men on first and second. No score. Bottom of the first with one out. First pitch. Thoman lays off a curveball down and away, and it's 1-0. Wouldn't be surprised to see a very conservative approach from Thoman and the rest of the Blue Jays lineup here in the first until Mendez can find it. The 1-0 popped up out of play behind home plate. So much for conservative. Thoman got a cookie. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. One ball, one strike. LaPonte and Arias, both very good runners, taking their leads. LaPonte not being held off first. The 1-1. Thoman with a check swing. It's a called strike. Thoman didn't go around. The pitch just caught some of the zone. 1-2 on Tucker. Thoman hitting 210 so far this year. Started to turn a corner into May. 12 RBIs, 3 homers. Second on the team in long balls. He waits on the 1-2. And swings and misses on a curveball down and outside. It was a chase pitch, and Thoman did just that.
Shortstop.
He's down on strikes for out number two. So it's up to Manny Beltre here. Two on, two out. Bottom of the first. We're scoreless. Series opener. Manny batting from the right side. Takes the first pitch for a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Beltre went 1-for-4 on Sunday with a homer. Part of back-to-back jacks for the Blue Jays in the first on Sunday. 0-1. Beltre pops it up into shallow right. Cruz comes in, calls for it, and makes the catch to get Jupiter out of a first-inning jam. So both teams threaten in the first, but neither team scores. And we go to the second with no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Hammerheads, right fielder number 21, John Cruz.
Both starting pitchers get out of a little first inning jam, so we go to the top of the second, scoreless between the Blue Jays and the Hammerheads. Series opener here, Connor O'Halloran will face John Cruz to open the second, and the first pitch is a called strike. Curveball in the back door to the left-handed hitting Cruz, and it's 0-1. Cruz, a ranked Marlins prospect, but he has struggled to open the year. 0-1, a high chopper over the middle, long run for Beltre, and it's through the middle into center. Cruz with a big round at first, but he stops, and it's a leadoff single for the Marlins' number 21 prospect.
Designated hitter, number 10, Yurel Martinez.
Brings up Yurel Martinez, DH tonight. Martinez hitting 183 coming into action tonight. First pitch, called strike. Slider on the outside black makes it 0-1. Martinez at 6'4", 242 batting from the left side here. 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike two. Curveball on the outside edge. O'Halloran pounding the zone, as he almost always does. Martinez using almost the full extent of the left-handed batter's box before he calls time here. Martinez with one homer. This is his 24th game here tonight. The 0-2 misses downstairs on a slider, but a balk called first. So that moves Cruz from first to second. And no kind of argument from the Blue Jays or even explanation searched for, so must have been pretty obvious. Missed it from up here. So it's still 0-2 on Martinez. Man in scoring position for him now. And the 0-2 is waved at and missed. Slider downstairs tricked him. Third strikeout for Connor O'Halloran, and it's out number one in the visitor's second.
Third baseman, number 14, J.T. Mabry.
Brings up J.T. Mabry. Mabry hitting 278 so far this year. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower, first pitch. In there for a called strike. Fastball splits the plate, and it's 0-1. No score, top of the second. Cruz off second base. After singling and then advancing on a balk. Here's the 0-1. Mabry loops it down the left field line. It drops fair into the corner for extra bases. Cruz rounds third and scores standing. Mabry heading towards second. He trades places with Cruz with an RBI double. And Jupiter's on the board first. It's 1-0 in the second.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
RBI number 7 for Mabry this year. Brings up Jordan McCants, the 9 batter. Another lefty, a lot of lefties in this Hammerheads lineup against Southpaw O'Halloran. First pitch, misses outside, and it's 1-0. McCants, one of 5 left-handed hitters against the left-handed thrower, Connor. The 1-0. McCants grounds it down to third. Diving stop from Tolman, but it pops out of his mitts. So no play made. Mabry remains at second base. McCants reaches on what's likely to be a single. So there's men on first and second for Dylan Head. Head with his brand new Jupiter jersey already all dirtied up, caked in clay. After a single last inning and then two stolen bases. Lefty on lefty. Jupiter trying to add to a 1-0 lead in the second. O'Halloran spins and throws to second. It's late. Mabry back in with a dive. Speaking of uniforms, Jupiter in their traveling grays tonight. Jupiter across the text in black. The J is like a fish hook. With red and blue piping, Marlins logo on the right sleeve. Now the first pitch to Head. Well out in front of a slider. Fooled him, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays suiting up in their traditional home whites. Blue Jays across the chest in the split Blue Jays text. Blue numbers in the back of the jersey. The blue caps. Dunedin D insignia on the center. 0-1 rolled over to the hole at second and through the hole into right. Mabry around third as Aponte bobbles it in right. It's an RBI single for Dylan Head. 2-for-2 in his Marlins organizational debut. And Jupiter pushes the lead to 2-0 in the second. McCants up to second base. So it's men still on first and second. For Jesus Hernandez, and here comes Corey Reardon. Now, this is really the first time in a while that O'Halloran has not been sharp as a tack, at least to open his outing. And last week at Fort Myers, 5 2/3, one earned run. The week before against Tampa, 6 2/3 shutout innings. You could say that his worst outing so far this year came at Jupiter. That was back on April 23rd. He went 5 innings, allowed 4 earned runs, walking 3 and striking out 5, so still not awful. And obviously coming into tonight with a 2.63 ERA, you're not going to find any awful outings on O'Halloran's line. But it is worth noting that Jupiter has had a little bit of success against him. They've got 2 runs in here in the top of the second. First pitch to Jesus Hernandez is rocketed foul. Third base side, and it's 0-1. Both McCants and Head, two guys pretty much as quick as they come on the base paths. 0-1. Hernandez with a chopper to the hole at short. Long run for Beltre. He gloves it and throws it over second base into shallow right. Here comes McCants around third. He scores. Head gets the wave around. The throw from right is not to the plate. It's a 2-run throwing error. Beltre tried to make a Jeter-style jump throw to second base and airmailed it. And as a result, 2 runs come in to score. McCants from second, Head from first. Jupiter doubles the lead. It's 4-0 in the second. Hernandez up 2-second for Ryan Ignafo. First pitch to him. Slider misses outside. It's 1-0. Ignafo has been Jupiter's best hitter so far this year. Struck out in the first. 1-0 pitch. There goes the runner for third, and the pitch is popped up down the right field side, fading towards foul ground. It hangs up, and Aponte makes a running catch. Hernandez back to second base, and there's 2 down for Brock Vredenburg.
First baseman, number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
So that wind continuing to whip out in right center field, benefiting O'Halloran there. Brought that ball back into play. 2 down. Hammerheads have 4 runs in the top of the second. O'Halloran trying to stop the bleeding there. First pitch for Vredenburg, misses downstairs. Mignoso can't find it. Now he does. And time to keep Hernandez at second base. So it's 1-0. So the official scoring on that play involving Hernandez, a single and a throwing error, E6. No RBIs, I'd presume. 1-0. Vredenburg takes a backdoor breaking ball for a called strike. 1-1. Vredenburg went 3-for-19 last week. A slow week against Palm Beach. He waits on the 1-1. And takes a called strike. Slider in the upper half. Makes it 1-2. O'Halloran's pitch count at 37. But he's a guy that's pretty much as stretched out as he can get so far this season. So if he can end this inning right here, still plenty of leash left for the ball game. 1-2 to Vredenburg on the way. And he takes up and outside. Fastball not close. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Overcast sky overhead. There was some sun earlier, but it's now tucked behind the clouds. Racing overhead in that strong wind. The 2-2 is driven into center. Fading towards left. Arias glides underneath it and makes the catch. And a long top of the second inning is over. Jupiter scores 4 times. They now lead 4-0 as we go to the home half on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles. Fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, first baseman, number 34.
Blue Jays have some work to do now. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, it's 4-0 Hammerheads over the Blue Jays. First pitch from Julio Mendez to Christian Feliz is a called strike to the big left-handed batter. And it's 0-1. Jupiter scoring 4 runs on 5 hits and an error in the top half of this inning. 0-1 misses in. No, it's a called strike. That curveball just barely clipped upper inside corner of the strike zone. And now the 0-2 to Feliz. Misses high, and that one's not a strike, and it's 1-2. How it works with the computerized strike zone is if it clips any part of the zone crossing the plate, it's a strike. 1-2. Feliz lays off a high fastball. Rather, that's the changeup at 88 from Mendez. Haven't seen it much tonight. It's a check swing and a ball, so it's 2-2, and now the pitch. Feliz takes a called strike 3. That was the fastball, and it locked him up. On the low outside corner, strikeout number 2 for Julio Mendez and out number 1 in the home
catcher,
second.
Number 14, Mikael Mignoso.
Brings up Mikael Mignoso. 4-0 Hammerheads over the Blue Jays, bottom 2. First pitch to Mikael. Right-handed batter takes a slow slider for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Mignoso playing his ninth game with Dunedin so far this year. 0-1. Misses inside. 1-1. Added to the roster as Nick Deschamps went on the injured list a few weeks back. He's 2-for-28. 1-1. Line drive towards the gap and right. It dumps down for a hit. Cruz to cut it off before the gap. That keeps Mikhail Mignoso to a one-out single. Blue Jays have a base runner on in front of Bryce Arnold.
Second baseman, number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Bryce had a nice day on Sunday, went 2-for-4 on Mother's Day. Struck out once, batting 212 on the year. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter, first pitch, sails high, 1-1. Arnold, a native of Ontario, signed by the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent out of Campbell last year. He's ready for the 1-0. And takes low and in near the shins. 2-0. Well, Mendez had to work out of some first inning trouble. Stranded men on first and second after a hit by pitch and a walk. Trying to avoid more trouble here in the second. Pitch misses high. 2-0. Arnold, not an easy guy to pitch to. Not a very big strike zone by any means. 5'10, 175 from the right side. Part of the reason he's been in the lineup so frequently. He's a tough AB. 3-0 is a called strike on the outside edge. And it's 3-1. Mignoso moves well for a catcher. Has a pretty aggressive leadoff first. Vredenberg holding him on. The 3-1. Arnold takes low. That's 4. Second walk issued by Julio Mendez. For the second straight inning, the Blue Jays have men on first and second to open the ball game.
Designated hitter, number 46, Daniel Perez.
So that brings up a lefty-on-lefty matchup here with Daniel Perez coming to the plate for the first time tonight. Jupiter 4, Blue Jays nothing, bottom 2. Perez, a 128 hitter so far. Waits on the first pitch and drills it high and deep, right center. Long run for Head. He's at the track, and he makes a running backhanded catch. Runners everywhere. Arnold hustling back to first. The throw to Vredenberg. Short, but he doubles off Arnold in time. Marlins fans are probably thinking, all right, I've seen enough. Dylan Head might be the future center fielder in Miami, covering all kinds of ground to take away extra bases from Daniel Perez there. And the inning is over. Still 4-0 Jupiter as we go to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. After Dylan Head robs Daniel Perez of extra bases, we go to the top of the third, 4-0 Hammerheads, and the first pitch to Kobe Shade misses up from Connor O'Halloran, and it's 1-0. I want to talk about a first impression. Dylan Head 2-for-2 with an RBI, and now an incredible play in center, 1-0. It's a called strike at the letters, and it's 1-1. Now, if that ball dropped in right center field, it probably would have scored two runs. 1-1. Shade hops it foul, third base side. That's 1-2. Head on that catch covered 28 feet per second. 1-2. Misses up and in. Two balls, two strikes. And to quantify that, on StatCast, it says, this is exceptional, better than almost all of Major League Baseball, 95th percentile. 2-2 pitch, liner through the right side, and it drops down in front of Joan Helaponte in right. It's a leadoff single for Kobe Shade, and that makes it three straight innings that the Hammerheads have led off innings with a single. Man aboard for John Cruz. Cruz led off last inning with a single. First pitch to the lefty. Jumps out of the way. Ball one. A slider didn't slide much. Cruz hitting 123 in 31 games. He's an everyday guy for manager Nelson Prada. 1-0. A rip and a miss. A slider low and in. That was more the profile of the curve there from O'Halloran. So we'll call it a curveball, and it's 1-1. Cruz, another recent acquisition for Miami, came over from the Yankees in March, and the deal that sent John Birdie the other way, 1-1. Slider misses out. Two balls and one strike. Cruz was a part of a really stacked Florida Complex League Yankees team last year that included Roderick Arias and a number of other high-profile guys. 2-1. Popped up out of play, third base side. Cruz flips the bat to himself, maybe a little frustration. Got a breaking ball in the upper half of the zone, couldn't do anything with it. And two balls, two strikes. And Cruz made a solid first impression last year, stateside. O'Halloran throws over to first, it's late. Shade back in with a dive. Played 48 games, hit .294, and get this. He was just 17. Youngest qualifying player in the league. Now the 2-2 from O'Halloran. Misses low and away and gets by Mignoso. Shade was off for second. He'll stay at second as Mignoso scrambles to recover it. So it's another man in scoring position for Jupiter as they try and swell their lead up from 4-0 in the top of the third. Shade will get the stolen base there. Payoff pitch. Cruz with a shallow line drive into center. It finds grass for a hit. Shade around third. He will score without a play. The line keeps on moving for the Hammerheads. Their lead is boosted up to 5-0 in the third on an RBI knock from John Cruz.
Designated hitter number 10, Yoel Martinez.
Brings up Gerald Martinez. He struck out swinging in the second. That was a really tough pitch to turn around. Slider low and away. First pitch to Martinez. Called strike to the lefty, and it's 0-1. But Cruz got just enough of it. Drop it down into center. 0-1. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. So the Hammerheads have 8 hits so far tonight. 7 of them are singles. So it's been death by paper cuts. 1-1, a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. O'Halloran still looking for the first out at the top of the third. A double play ball here might go a long way. O'Halloran throws over to first, not in time. Middle infield playing to pull for Martinez. Beltre up the middle. Tucker Thoman, the third baseman, playing almost in the shortstop position. Time called briefly as Cruz had to adjust his socks. Now he gets back up and takes his lead over at first, still being held by Feliz. Now the 1-2. Called strike three. O'Halloran finds the outside corner and freezes Martinez for a long-awaited out number one in the third. Fourth strikeout for Connor. Brings up JT Mabry. He has that lone hit that isn't a single. It was a double. And he chops the first pitch foul on the third base side. And it's 0-1. And that was last inning. Mabry with an RBI two-bagger that drove in Cruz. So he has the opportunity to do that again with Cruz standing off first after an RBI single. 5-0 our score. Jupiter on top in the third. O'Halloran with a pickoff throw to first. It's high. That's one thing that makes Jupiter such a tough team to pitch against. You look at their offensive numbers, last in the league in average, last in the league in OPS. 0-1 has popped up into center. Sends Arias back. Now he comes in, gets around it, and makes the catch. Cruz trots back to first, and Mabry is retired for out number two.
Second baseman, number four, Jordan McCants.
So that'll bring up Jordan McCants with two down. Looks like Connor's starting to settle in a little bit here in the top of the third. Lefty on lefty. And the first pitch. There goes Cruz, and the pitch is tapped on the third base line. It's foul. And if that ball stays fair, McCants is probably safe at first. He was already halfway there by the time Mignoso picked it up as it just rolled foul. 0-1. But on the stolen base point, whenever Jupiter gets on base, the pitcher has certainly more than one thing to worry about, because you look at this Hammerheads roster, almost everybody can run, with the exception of maybe one or two guys in the everyday lineup. 0-1. McCants takes outside. 1-1. I think we've seen a little bit of that with O'Halloran. He's thrown a lot of pickoff throws. McCants, chief among them, 16 stolen bases, leads the league. There goes the runner from first, and the pitch is lined into center, fading away from Arias, but he gets under it to make the catch head high, and that ends the third inning. But Jupiter scores again. Colby Shade opens the inning with a single, swipes second base, and scores on an RBI knock from John Cruz. It's now Hammerheads 5, Blue Jays zip, as we go to the bottom of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Jupiter leads 5-0 as we go to the home half of the third inning. Top of the lineup due up for the Jays against Julio Mendez. First pitch to Gene Joseph. taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. In case you're joining us a little bit late, 4 runs for Jupiter in the second, and then 1 run in this third. 0-1 pitch is absolutely torched. Deep to left. Forget it. Solo homer for Gene Joseph. His second long ball this year gets the Blue Jays on the board. 5-1 in the third.
Center fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
If you're a Blue Jays fan tuned in looking for an under-the-radar prospect to keep an eye on, write down the name Gene Joseph. First pitch to Victor Arias is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Joseph at just 19, hasn't had a ton of experience here in single A, but looks comfortable. 0-1. Arias takes upstairs. 1-1. And with that homer, Joseph stretches his on-base streak now to 14 games. All 14 games he's played. 1-1. Arias pops it up, third base side, out of play. That's 1-2. You want to talk about under-the-radar guys. Arias, another one of them. 1-2. And breaking ball misses up. 2-2. Victor, after a red-hot start, has cooled off, hitting 190 across his last 10 games. Still finding a way on base, though. 2-2. He takes a curveball high. Mendez really taking some off there. It's 73. Runs it full, 3-2. Arias calls time. Backpedals out of the box. Tightens up his bright yellow batting gloves. Matches his bright yellow arm sleeve. Now the payoff. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Now the emergence of Gene Joseph, really a key part of this Blue Jays lineup lately, because it allows Arias to move down. The next payoff, Tapper to shortstop, slow roller, Hernandez gloves it, throws on the run to first in time. Arias is out number one in the bottom of the third.
Right,
Joan Helaponte. Blue Jays trailing 5-1, home half of the third. Aponte worked a walk back in the first, his first time. First pitch from lefty Mendez. Curveball misses high and away, and it's 1-0. Keep an eye on Mendez's pitch count here. It's now at 46. 1-0. Aponte fouls it straight back. 1-1. And that's significant because this is now the most pitches that Mendez has ever thrown in a pro outing. The 1-1. Aponte lines it foul into the net above the Blue Jays dugout on the first base side. Makes it 1-2. Peter Strabricki, first base coach, tosses it over to the screen to a youngster in a Vladimir Guerrero jersey. And Aponte rips the 1-2 into the left field corner, fair for extra bases. Aponte chugs around first into second standing with a one-out double. Blue Jays starting to get the offense humming in the bottom of the third. Man in scoring position for Tucker Thoman. Jays trailing 5-1 on a gusty day in Dunedin. Bottom three. Tucker struck out swinging in the first. Lefty on lefty here. First pitch. Check swing, called strike. Sinker in the upper half of the zone. Didn't sink much. Mendez from the stretch sets the belt. Gives a look out at Aponte and deals. Thoman takes outside. 1-1. Mendez still very green. We mentioned at the top of the show, he's only thrown 11 pro innings in 3 seasons coming into action tonight. The 1-1. Thoman hops it foul, first base side, duck for cover in the Blue Jays dugout. Looks like Gene Joseph tumbled off the top rail there. He's all smiles. And why not after that solo homer that started this inning? Good energy about this Blue Jays team despite their struggles here lately. Throw to second base is late as Ponte slides in feet first as Jesus Hernandez, the shortstop, wasn't even there. Dunedin at 14-19, coming off a series loss at Fort Myers. They haven't won a series since the second series this year on the road at Tampa. The 1-2. Toman comes up empty on a high fastball. Throw down to second base. Bounces off Hernandez mitt into shallow center. But Aponte will stay put. Toman's out number two. And it's up to Beltre to try and drive in Aponte from second. Third strikeout for Mendez. Looks like there's a righty starting to warm now for Jupiter, but Mendez can get through this third inning. That would be huge for the Hammerheads, especially considering the fact that he hasn't pitched deep into games at all. Beltre 0 for 1 with a flyout. First pitch. Called strike in the lower reaches of the zone. Manny didn't like it, but really can't complain about it, considering Zach Hovick, the home plate umpire, isn't calling balls and strikes. It's that automatic zone. 0-1. Beltre fouls it off, out of play behind home plate. That's 0-2. Jupiter 5, Blue Jays 1, bottom 3. And a somewhat significant early hole. You really don't want to strand a man in scoring position here. Aponte with that one-out double. Out on second base. Mendez trying to leave him there. The 0-2. Hammered through the left side for a base hit. Aponte will get the wave around third. Shade comes up throwing. The throw to the plate is offline. It pops out of Ignafo's mitt up the first baseline. Beltre heading to third. He's in without a throw. Blue Jays get another run back. It's now 5-2 in the third. Beltre got a hanging curveball, and boy, did he take advantage. Barreled it up for an RBI single, and now we'll have a mound visit from Glenn Dishman, pitching coach for Jupiter. Christian Feliz due up here, and whether they're just going over the scouting report on Feliz or maybe a little bit more of a pep talk, I'd probably guess the latter. Dishman with a few affirmative nods. His young lefty gives him a pat on the back and heads back to the dugout. This Jupiter pitching staff this year has been outstanding. Their team ERA at 3.50 coming into action tonight, third in the Florida State League. And boy, were they dominant in the first series between these two clubs. They only allowed 5 earned runs in 55 innings. The main reason that the Hammerheads swept that series, 6-0. Blue Jays trailing 5-2, bottom 3, man on third base for Feliz. First pitch, check swing on a pitch in the dirt. He didn't go. Ball 1. Feliz struck out looking in the second inning. The 1-0. Drilled into center, down for a hit. The two-out rally continues. Ball is bobbled by head in center field. It doesn't matter. He recovers in time to keep Feliz at first. Back-to-back, two-out RBI knocks. Makes it 5-3 in the third.
Number 14,
that is a beautiful sound off Christian Feliz's bat. 105 exit velocity there on the sinking liner to center. So now it's a two-run game in the third. Here's Mikhail Mignoso. First pitch. Misses inside, almost hit him. 1-0. Now that righty is probably just about ready for Jupiter. This could be Mendez's last batter. The pitch. Mignoso lines it to center. This one should hang up. Head moves towards left and makes the catch. And the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays respond. They score three times on four hits, including a homer from Gene Joseph, a double from Joan Helaponte, and RBI knocks from Beltre and Feliz. Our new score, Jupiter 5, Blue Jays 3 through 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. On to the top of the fourth at TD Ballpark. Plenty of runs as Jupiter leads 5-3. Here's Dylan Head. First pitch from Connor O'Halloran is fouled back at its 0-1. Dylan Head telling Marlins fans, maybe proverbially, "Hi, nice to meet you," as he pops this one sky high into center. Arias calls for it, now trails towards left and makes the catch. Wind was whipping that thing around like a kite, but Head is out number one. Coming into that at-bat, Head 2-for-2 with an RBI, two stolen bases, and an incredible running catch. And if you're a Hammerheads fan or a Marlins fan, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. First pitch to Jesus Hernandez, misses low and in, ball one. 5-3 Hammerheads over the Blue Jays, top four. Hernandez 1-for-2 with a single his last time. The pitch. He swings over a curve. One ball, one strike. Hammerheads with eight hits. 1-1. Is tapped foul at home plate. Makes it 1-2. And despite those eight hits, O'Halloran has still done a very nice job getting out in front of hitters. That's been more execution on Jupiter's part than lack of execution on O'Halloran's part. Here's his 1-2. Hopper through the middle into center for another hit. Make it 9 tallies in that hit column for the Hammerheads tonight. As Hernandez got a high fastball, bounded it right back up the box. Man aboard for Ryan Ignafo. One out, top four. Manny Beltre taking a shoe-tying timeout. Now he says, all right, we're all good. Double play in order here. Double play depth for the Blue Jays as Ignafo stands in. First pitch in there for a called strike. That was a slider. And it's 0-1. O'Halloran's breaking pitches have just been so dominant to open the season. Opponents only hitting 123 against the slider and curve coming into action tonight. 0-1 popped up out of play behind home plate. Makes it 0-2. But for the most part, and we might have to scroll through the data after the game to confirm this, but it's mostly been against the sinker and the changeup where Jupiter has made their money tonight. The 0-2 to Ignafo is popped up. Right side of the infield, Bryce Arnold barks, says, I've got it, dances towards second, and makes the catch. So Ignafo pops out for out number two. Hernandez stays at first. There's two down for Brock Vredenburg.
Now batting, number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
Vredenburg 0-for-1. Walked in the first, flied out to center in the second. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Hernandez will lead it at first. There he goes. First pitch misses in, and no throw from Mignoso. It's a stolen base. So Hernandez in scoring position for Vredenburg. Four stolen bases for Jupiter so far tonight. We're only in the fourth. 1-0. Called strike. On a breaking pitch. 1-1. O'Halloran lets the left arm hang, sways back and forth. As Vredenburg waits on the 1-1 in an upright stance, he fouls it back. 1-2. So digging a little further on the pitch usage there, O'Halloran throws a breaking ball over half the time, either the slider or the curve. Sinker 40% of the time. Changeup much less, but opponents have done a lot of damage against the changeup, but pretty much nothing else. O'Halloran spins and throws to second. Good move, but it's late. For those who are really looking to dive deep into the numbers, if you go on Baseball Savant and you look at the pitch usage for O'Halloran, his slider and curve are blended on there. The 1-2, Hernandez takes off for third, check swing, and Vredenburg went. That's the slider, and it got him. 5 strikeouts for Connor tonight. He strands Jesus Hernandez in scoring position, and the score holds. Hammerheads 5, Blue Jays 3. Going to the home fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hammerheads lead 5-3, and they dig into their bullpen as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Our right-hander, Colin Lowe, is on. Lowe's a guy who's made 2 starts so far this year. He's thrown 18 and a thirds innings to an ERA of 5-4-0, but based on those 2 starts, he should be able to stretch out. First pitch to Bryce Arnold, misses inside, and it's 1-0. That's probably what the Hammerheads planned on doing, having a piggyback-type situation after Julio Mendez started the game. The turn and the toss. Arnold pops it up, first base side, out of play. And it's 1-1 on Bryce. Arnold worked a walk back in the second. It was doubled off first base on an outstanding play from Dylan Head in center. Made a running catch on the warning track, spun, and chucked it back to first. 1-1, misses up and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Low and a short windup. fires, and the pitch is chopped to short. Hernandez backhands. Throw to first is high. Into the Blue Jays dugout, and Arnold will be rewarded second base. Arnold with good speed forced Hernandez to rush, and he sailed it.
Designated hitter, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Brings up Daniel Perez. Looking for some vindication after he was robbed of that extra base knock by Head. A line out in right center. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch. Perez rolls it over to second base. McCants fields it cleanly, throws to first in time, but Arnold moves from second to third. That's as good as a bunt there. Blue Jays with a run 90 feet away with one out for Gene Joseph.
Left fielder, number 6, Gene Joseph.
Joseph, 1-for-2 with a homer. His second this year with the Jays. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses, no, it's a called strike. A late strike call. Looked like a cutter from below. So it's 0-1. He sets and fires. And Joseph jumps out of the way. That one missed inside. 1-1. Low, a native of Connecticut. Throws the 1-1. Joseph with the check swing. He went. That's a strike. So it's 1-2. Low was scooped up by the Marlins back in 2022. Minor league free agent. 25 years old. Attended Bryant University. He's out in front 1-2 on Joseph. He fires. And Gene chops it foul, stays alive, we'll do it again. Hammerheads lead 5-3, bottom four. This is somewhat of a reverse trend from the first six-game set between these teams, where runs came at a premium. Not the case tonight. The 1-2 misses down. 2-2. Low holds the baseball behind his back, now sets, takes a breath, fires. And Joseph loops it to short, over the shortstop, Hernandez into left. Arnold trots home from third base, and Gene Joseph delivers again. His second RBI of the ball game makes it a one-run game, 5-4 in the bottom of the fourth.
Center fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Brings up Victor Arias. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch. Misses down and away, 1-1. Throw back to the mound, gets away from low. He quickly pounces on it. Arias is 0-for-1. Got hit with a pitch back in the first against Julio Mendez and then grounded out to short in the third. The 1-0. Arias takes a called strike. Makes it 1-1. And time is called as Zach Kovic, the home plate umpire, waves the Blue Jays off the top step of the dugout. Looks like somebody on the far end was maybe sitting on the top step. Umpire and crew says, no, not allowed. Pickoff throw to first is late. Joseph back in with a slide. And Blue Jays might not like that, but all in the name of player safety there. 1-1. Arias comes up empty. A slider down and outside. 1-2. Low at 6'4", 210. Gaze is in for the sign from Ignafo. Now sees what he wants. sets above the belt, delivers, and the pitch is tapped foul. We'll do it over. Still one ball, two strikes. Lights are on at TD Ballpark as it remains overcast. Overcast, windy, and humid enough to make you sweat and your drink. 1-2. Arias bloops it out of play on the left field side. The battle continues. Still 1-2. A fan hustles over. Now climbs down a few steps looking for that foul ball. Must have rolled a long way. He can't find it. And now he does. The first row behind the tarp. Lowe gets a fresh baseball and serves up a fresh 1-2. Arias rips it right at Brock Vredenburg. The first baseman snags it and steps on first to double off Gene Joseph. And the inning is over. A screamer, but a little bit of bad luck. Arias lines into a double play to end the fourth, but Gene Joseph delivers an RBI single to make it a one-run game. It's 5-4 Jupiter as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Now batting for the Hammerheads, number 6, Colby Shade.
Connor O'Halloran is back out for the fifth. He'll face Shade, Cruz, and Martinez to open the top of the fifth as Jupiter leads 5-4 over the Blue Jays in the series opener. First pitch from O'Halloran to Kobe Shade is lined deep down the left field line, hooking towards the pole. It's gone. A first pitch ambush. On a pitch on the inside edge, Kobe Shade goes deep for his second of the year. Jupiter's lead is back up to 2. It's 6-4 in the fifth.
Right fielder, number 21.
That one jumped off the bat at 95 miles an hour. Traveled 353 feet. So here's Cruz. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The pitch. Same spot, same result. Called strike 2. A sinking fastball on the high outside edge. And Cruz calls time before the 0-2 offer. So Halloran has now allowed one homer tonight. He allowed two homers in his last outing. 0-2. Reached out, flared foul behind home plate. Good job by Cruz to just get a piece of it to stay alive. You want to talk about a nice job. O'Halloran at 76 pitches has done a good job just grinding through innings today. Hasn't been an oil painting. 0-2 popped up out of play. Another foul ball. We'll have another 0-2. But you'll hear so many pitchers, specifically successful major league ones, talk about
days where you're just a little bit off, so to speak. O'Halloran's next, 0-2. Called, strike three. Change up on the outside edge, rung him up. Crew's not happy, but home plate umpire Zach Kovic points to his ear and says, hey, I've got nothing to do with it. Six strikeouts for O'Halloran tonight. That's out number one in the fifth. And here's Gerald Martinez. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup, and a knee-buckling slider is taken for a called strike one, and it's 0-1. O'Halloran, a quick worker, throws. And the pitch is rocketed, snagged by Christian Feliz, shading towards the first base line. Quick out number two brings up JT Mabry. Hammerheads with a run in, leading 6-4 in the top of the fifth. But anyways, to get back to that point on pitchers talking about days where maybe you don't have your best stuff. First pitch to Mabry. Misses down. It was over the plate below, ball one. So many pitchers say it's so important when you're struggling. 1-0 popped up, first base side out of play. One ball, one strike. And so often you're defined by how well you pitch when you don't have your best stuff rather than how well you pitch when you do have your best stuff. The 1-1. Mabry pops it up out of play again. It's 1-2. Had a chance to watch an MLB on Fox broadcast a few weeks ago, and Dontrell Willis was talking about that. And he said something that shocked me. 1-2. Mabry takes downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. He told the play-by-play broadcaster, he said, you know, of the 20 or so starts, maybe more that you make a year, you're only going to feel great for four or five of them. 2-2, wave and a miss. And a breaking ball in the dirt fooled Mabry, and it's seven strikeouts for Connor O'Halloran. He bounces back nicely after the leadoff homer from Kobe Shade. But Jupiter boosts the lead back up to two. It's now 6-4 through 4.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Okay. Ten combined runs, and we're only in the bottom of the fifth. It's 6-4 Hammerheads over the Blue Jays. First pitch to Joan Helaponte is chopped foul on the third base side. That's 0-1. Colin Lowe in his second inning of work. He allowed an unearned run last inning on an RBI knock from Gene Joseph. From the wind, he twists and deals. Manapante taps it down the third base line. It rolls foul. So it's 0-2. Colin Lowe took over for the starter Julio Mendez for Jupiter. His line is final. Here it is. Three innings. Five hits, three runs, they were all earned. He walked two and struck out three. So in case you're keeping score and maybe you don't want to Look up the box score online. There it is. Although I can't imagine that too many people keep score of minor league games listening or watching from home. But if you do, hey, let us know. 0-2 to Aponte. Misses down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. You can text the booth at 813-291-3932. So if you're keeping score, shoot us a text. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, locked him up. Called strike three on the inside edge. Aponte's out number one in the bottom of the fifth.
Third baseman, number nine, Tucker Tobin.
Again, that text line is 813-291-3932. Tucker Tobin climbs in. He's 0 for 2. Two strikeouts for him. First pitch to him. Line drive back up the box into center. Down for a hit. Tobin with a big round around first base. He'll stop there. It's a one out base knock. Man aboard for Manny Beltre.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
Jupiter 6, Blue Jays 4, bottom 5. Quick throw over to first is late. Beltre 1 for 2 with an RBI single and a run scored. That was in the third. First pitch, swing and a miss. A change of pace there from low. 0-1. Middle infield at double play depth for Jupiter. 0-1. Beltre takes low and in on a curve. One ball, one strike. That wind blowing a little bit closer towards straight in, as indicated by the American and Canadian flags in right center, out by the WestJet flight deck. 1-1. Beltre lines it into right, down for a hit. Tobin stops at second base, and it's back-to-back singles for the Jays with one out in the fifth. Tying run is aboard, and here comes Christian Feliz.
34, Christian Feliz.
Feliz 1 for 2 with an RBI single. Lined into center in the third. Jupiter with a 6-4 lead. That could change right here. First pitch. Feliz pops it up. Third base side, out of play, and it's 0-1. Encouraging trends from Feliz lately. You know he's got that power, 6 homers near the top of the Florida State League, all alone for second place. But that has come with the consequence of a very high strikeout rate. 0-1. Feliz hammers it through the right side. That's another base knock. Tobin gets the wave around third. The throw from Cruz and right is cut off. It goes to third. It's late there. Beltre stays on the bag, using almost all of his left leg. But it's an RBI single for Christian Feliz, and it's a one-run game again. 6-5 in the fifth.
Catcher, number 14, Mikael Mitioso.
Two-hit day for Christian. Runners on the corners from Mikael Mitioso. Mitioso 1 for 2, singled back in the second. Righty on righty, first pitch has popped up on the infield, now into shallow center. Jordan McCants called off by the shortstop, Jesus Hernandez. Beltre fakes a tag from third, and he slams on the brakes. Doesn't look like Jesus was fooled at short. And Mitioso's out number two. Brings up Bryce Arnold. We'll try and get the two-out wheels turning again. Blue Jays scored 2 runs with 2 outs in the third. Right-hander on right-hander. First offer from low. Called strike. Curveball on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Hammerhead's lead is now one run. They lead by 90 feet with Beltre over at third base. 0-1. A three-quarters swing from Arnold on a slider. It just couldn't hold up. He's behind 0-2. Lights have just about taken full effect now against the gray night sky. Lowe shakes off Ignafo. Now sees what he wants and deals. Arnold takes the slider outside. One ball, two strikes. Arnold with a very wide stance from the left side. Back foot on the back line, front foot near the front line. 1-2, misses downstairs, snap throw down to third, and Beltre's picked off. He dives back to the bag. Did he get around the tag? No, he didn't. He's tagged out, and the inning is over. Ryan Ignafo picks off Manny Beltre at third base, but the Blue Jays do score once. It's a one-run game again. RBI knock from Christian Feliz makes it 6-5, going to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. It's the Hammerhead 6 and the Blue Jays 5 as we go to the 6th. Kai Peterson is the new hurler on for Dunedin. Goes from the lefty O'Halloran to another lefty in Peterson. First pitch to Jordan McCants. Misses downstairs, and it's 1-0. Peterson has been very, very good, but his last two outings were a bit strange. On the road at Fort Myers, was employed in more of a closer's role. 1-0. McCants swings and misses. Fastball at 94 in the upper half of the zone. Makes it 1-1. In those two appearances for Kai, both were no longer than a third of an inning. The 1-1. McCants with a hopper to second base. Arnold is there. Fields it cleanly. Throws to first in time. McCants is out number one in the top of the sixth. Here's the leadoff man, Dylan Head.
Center fielder, number one, Dylan Head.
So both those appearances for Kai ended in walk-off losses. And the runs were not charged to him. His ERA at 2.77 in 13 innings. How about 25 strikeouts to 8 walks? Pretty good. Lefty on lefty here with Head, first pitch. A sweeping slider taken for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Peterson primarily works with the fastball-slider combo out of a deceptive delivery from the left side. 0-1. Head with a chopper foul, first base side. And it's 0-2. How about Dylan Head tonight? I want to talk about instant impact. 2-for-3 with an RBI. An incredible catch in center. And an already very, very dirty uniform. He waits for the 0-2, and a Slightly open stance. He pulls it sharply past the dive of Feliz down the line and right. Head can fly. Heading towards second. He's not going to stop there. Head heading towards third. He's in standing with a triple. Three hits for Dylan Head in his Jupiter debut.
Shortstop number two, Jesus Hernandez.
Valiant effort from Feliz at first. Just past his outstretched glove. It's a game of inches. That extra inch or two turned into three bases for Head. So the infield comes in for Jesus Hernandez. First pitch to him. Misses outside, ball one. Jupiter leading 6-5, top six. Hernandez has had a great day. 2-for-3, two singles. The pitch. He takes a curveball downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. So the full arsenal on Peterson. Goes deeper than that fastball slider. 2-0. Just missed low and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Peterson also throws a changeup, that curveball that we mentioned. A sinking fastball. 3-0. Hernandez takes all the way. Takes a called strike on a curve. So that makes it 3-1. Entire Blue Jays infield about a step or two behind the infield grass. 3-1 to Hernandez. Off speed, misses outside. It's ball four. Now there's men on the corners with one out for Ryan Ignafo. Now, it's not the end of the world on one hand. Puts the inning-ending double play in order with Head off third base. But then back on the other hand, he just walked a man in front of Jupiter's leading hitter, Ryan Ignafo, who's 0-for-3. So, middle infield at double play depth here. Corners in. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. Peterson trying to keep it a one-run game. First pitch. Misses low and in. Ball one. Peterson went to the curve there. It's 1-0. Get you the final line on Connor O'Halloran coming up here in a few moments. Maybe after this tenth spot. 1-0 pitch. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is sailed back to the backstop, but it caroms right back to Mignoso. So that keeps Head at third base, but Hernandez takes second, so the double play is now out of order. Well, we've got a second. O'Halloran's line, 5 innings, 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 of them were earned, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Could have been a lot worse. A 2-0. Ignafo takes all the way and takes outside on a curveball. It's 3-0. Peterson struggling with his command here a little bit. That's uncharacteristic. Gathers the sign from Mignoso. Comes set in a closed stance. And deals. Misses outside. Glances off Mignoso's mitt. And Head dashes home. Scores standing. Jupiter with some more breathing room now. 7-5 in the top of the sixth. Head running a track meet tonight. Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, out after its back-to-back walks issued by Peterson after that triple. So on that wild pitch, Hernandez moved from second to third. And the plan for Peterson tonight was to stretch out a little bit further, maybe a piggyback-type scenario, but Peterson has struggled with his command.
First baseman, number 28.
Hopefully he can get the train back on the tracks, settle back in. Certainly capable of doing so, especially against this lefty-heavy Hammerheads lineup. So it's runners on the corners, one out. Brock Vredenburg, another one of those lefties, stands in. Jupiter with a run in. Now 7-5 in the sixth. They lead. First pitch. Off speed. Misses outside on a curve. That's 1-0. Vredenburg 0 for 2. Walked in the first. Long pause. And a throw to first is high. No slide for McNaffo. Back in safely. Vredenburg, Marlins number 18 prospect. Third round draft pick last year after a breakout season at Michigan State. 1-0. Ignafo goes from first. Throw down to second is high. It's late. Ignafo came off the bag, but he just barely stays on, and it looks like he's a little shook up at second base. Down on his hands and knees. Oh, that is not what you want to see. Ignafo's off to such a hot start to the season. Back up to his feet. The trainer Tyler Lowe out to look at him. And Ignafo will stay in, shaking out his left leg. So once again, two men in scoring position after Ignafo swipes second. Hernandez remained at third base there. So the infield comes right back in. Count is 2-0 on Vredenburg. A base hit could really give the Hammerheads some breathing room. Leading by two currently. 2-0. Vredenburg swings and misses. Center cut slider. Two balls, one strike. Looks like there's a righty limbering up for the Jays. Now the right field bullpen. Believe that's Aaron Munson. 2-1 is a tapper foul at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Nice Tuesday crowd at TD Ballpark looking on. Bit of anxiety in the air here. Blue Jays down by two in the sixth. The 2-2 misses upstairs, glances off Mignoso's mitt. Hernandez comes in to score from third. Ignafo down to third. Make it 8-5 Hammerheads in the top of the sixth. That's a ball that Mikhail Mignoso should have caught, but it was a wild pitch. Now, by the book, will it be scored a wild pitch? We'll find out. Either way, it's full on Vredenburg. The payoff misses outside. That's ball four. Three walks issued by Kai Peterson with one out in the top of the sixth.
Left fielder, number six, Colby Shade.
So Colby Shade comes to the plate. He homered his last time. That was in the fifth against O'Halloran. Shade overall 2-for-3, having a good night for himself. First pitch. Misses outside, ball one. If you're going to homer tonight, it has to be where Shade hit one out and Joseph hit one out for the Blue Jays out to left. It is going to be really tough to try and hit one out to right into the wind. 1-0. Shade takes a slider, called strike. Good pitch from Peterson on the outside corner. It's 1-1. A double play ball would sure go a long way here. Peterson's 1-1 pitch. Misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Vredenburg, not a very quick runner off of first. But, again, you got to keep an eye on anybody here for Jupiter. Peterson deals. And a fastball misses a hair outside. Close, but no cigar, and it's 3-1. A fan says, come on, Kobe Jack. Colby Shade waits on the 3-1. Pickoff throw to first. Vredenberg's in a rundown. Arnold tags him out. But in the meantime, Ignafo trots in from third base. So the Blue Jays get a run, but or get an out, but sacrifice it for a run. So it's now 9-5 in the sixth. Heads up base running from Vredenberg there, just slowing up. 3-1. Misses outside. It's ball four. That's a fourth consecutive walk issued by Kai Peterson. Now we do want to stress that Peterson is not a guy that generally struggles with command
right,
like
fielder,
this whatsoever.
John Cruz.
Two outs, man on for John Cruz. Lefty on lefty matchup. First pitch. Cruz leans out of the way of a high fastball. Ball one. Again, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with O'Halloran. If Peterson can just finish this sixth, it would go a long way. Bridge it to a clean inning for the next guy. 1-0. Called strike. Lower half of the zone. 1-1. And that in and of itself is a big deal. The line may not be pretty, but it does go a long way, especially in a game like this. High scoring, 9-5 Jupiter, top six. 1-1, swing and a miss. Cruz not close on a good slider, and Peterson's out ahead, 1-2. Cruz has two hits tonight, single in the second, and an RBI single in the third. Struck out his last time. Peterson trying to get him again. He's got the sign from Mignoso. He pauses and pitches. That's that same sweeping slider. And Cruz laid off that time. Two balls, two strikes. Peterson sets, reads the sign, delivers, runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Oh, so close again. But it's ball three and the count is full. Colby Shade in standing at second base. No throw. Peterson trying to avoid a fifth consecutive walk. He takes a breath and chucks it home. Pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again. Peterson with long hair flowing out of the back of his blue cap. Gotta imagine he's worked up quite the sweat on a very balmy night on the Gulf Coast. Now the next payoff pitch from Peterson. On the way. Called strike three. He got him. Fastball spotted up on the outside edge. Freezes John Cruz and stops the damage there. But Jupiter scores three times as they walk four times and get a triple from Dylan Head. Our new score, Hammerheads 9. Blue Jays 5 going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Bottom of the sixth inning for the Blue Jays, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Daniel Perez will lead off the bottom of the sixth inning as Jupiter leads 9-5 over the Dunedin Blue Jays. First pitch to Perez is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Perez is 0-2. Grounded out second base his last time. Colin Lowe back out is 0-1, is swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Now, one thing about the box score here, the last inning appeared to have ended when Manny Beltre was picked off third base for the Blue Jays. 0-2, misses outside. One ball and two strikes. But Bryce Arnold was at the plate then. However, the pitch must have been a called strike three, because otherwise Arnold would be batting here. 1-2, misses low, two balls, two strikes. We did initially report that Beltre's pickoff ended the inning, but technically it was the strikeout. At least it appears. Or the Blue Jays are batting out of order. 2-2 is popped up into shallow center. Hernandez, the shortstop, ranges out. He's called off by Head. Or rather, that's the right fielder.
Left
no,
fielder,
it's the center
six,
fielder,
James
a new center
Johnson.
Fielder. Colby Shade moves from left to center. Huh. So, based on that, Dylan Head may not be in the game. First pitch to Gene Joseph has a called strike. And it's 0-1. So, all kinds of stuff shaking out here. Bear with us as we try and figure it out. Dylan Head doesn't look like he's playing left field as Joseph hops it sharply down to third. Mabry backhands, loops it over to first in time. And Joseph is a quick but loud out number two. Jupiter leading 9-5, bottom six.
Victor Arias.
Victor Arias, two batter, stands in now. He's 0-2 with a hit by pitch. First pitch to the lefty. Arias lines it, falling fast into left center, and it's down for a hit. Arias around first. He stops there. That's a two-out single. And we can now confirm that the left fielder is not Dylan Head, which we suspected to be the case. But so that means Dylan Head is out of the game. Not entirely surprising, considering that this is his first game since May 2nd. So probably not a cause for panic. First pitch to Aponte, lined foul off the top of the screen, down the first base line. That's 0-1. Working on determining who that left fielder is. If I'm not mistaken, we're 90% sure it's Renny Hidalgo. Anyways, it's 0-1 on Aponte. Low, sets, and deals. Aponte swings and misses on an off-speed offering on the outside edge. And it's 0-2. Aponte doubled in the third, walked in the first, struck out his last time. Now the 0-2. Aponte reaches out, hops it over the middle, diving stop for Hernandez. He shovels to second in time. It's a gem for out number three. Arias is the force out at second base, and the inning is over. Blue Jays don't score. They trail 9-5 as we go to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Bo Bonds.
Bo Bonds is the new hurler for the Blue Jays. As we go to the top of the seventh, it's Jupiter 9, Dunedin 5. The series opener here. Bonds, a right-hander, will face Gerald Martinez, JT Mabry, and Jordan McCants, 7, 8, 9. First pitch to Martinez, who's 0 for 3. Swing and a miss. A changeup. And it's 0-1. Bonds with the back of his jersey whipping in the wind. As the wind continues to howl in from right. 0-1. Line drive into center. Long run for Arias. He's not going to get there. Neither does Joan Helaponte. It drops in front of him. That's a leadoff base knock for Martinez. His first hit tonight. That leaves Brock Vredenburg as the only hammerhead. Rather, Vredenburg and Ryan Ignafo as the only two hammerheads without a hit. Brings up Mabry with a man on. Get you the details on Bonds here after the first pitch. It's low for ball one. Bonds with an ERA of 9 even. So that's 6 earned runs in 6 innings and 6 appearances. Started the season on the injured list. Still trying to really get back into game form here. 1-0. Line drive to third. Caught by Toman. Throw to first is bounced and not in time. Martinez back in standing. So it's a line out for out number one.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
Brings up Jordan McCants. Jupiter with 9 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. Blue Jays with 5 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. A lot of hits, a lot of runs, a few errors. I wouldn't say a lot. First pitch to McCants, misses outside, and it's 1-0. Bonds drafted by the Blue Jays in the 13th round in 2022. Out of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, 1-0. Swing and a foul tip off the catcher, Mikhail Mignoso. He's all right, but Zach Kovic will take a new baseball and throw it himself out to Bo Bonds. 1-1. McCants 1-for-3, singled his first time. That was in the second inning. A native of Pensacola, Florida. He waits on the 1-1. And takes low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Now Marlins fans know Pensacola. Hey, that's familiar because the Marlins double-A team plays there, the Blue Wahoos. So how cool would that be for McCants to eventually get that chance to play in his hometown? 2-1. McCants takes upstairs. 3 balls and 1 strike. And not many guys get that chance, whether their hometown is a big league city or a triple-A city or lower levels of the minors. Rarely happens. 3-1. McCants takes a called strike in the upper half of the zone. Fastball at 92 makes it full, 3-2. McCants was drafted in the third round back in 2021 out of Pensacola Catholic. This is a repeat season for him in Jupiter. Good speed, good glove. Payoff pitch to him. Misses up and in. Doesn't matter. The throw down to second as the runner goes. Looks like it maybe would have been a stolen base for Martinez, but he doesn't get credit for that as it's a walk for McCants. There's men on first and second. For Renny Hidalgo, who gets his first plate appearance of the night. So Hidalgo came in the field for Dylan Head last half inning.
Dylan Head, number 23, Renny Hidalgo.
And now Hidalgo gets his first AB. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Off speed, called strike. Good slider there, and it's 0-1. Jupiter leading 9-5, trying to grow that lead. Top of the seventh inning. Hidalgo batting 194 in 11 games. Waits on the 0-1. Comes up empty on a slider. Back-to-back slide pieces, and it's 0-2. Hidalgo with just one RBI. Chance to double that total or more. Right here. Bonds trying to set him down. Out in front, 0-2, he deals. And the pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three. Good cutter there from Bonds. Tailing away from the righty. Hidalgo, and there's two down.
Shortstop, number two, Jesus Hernandez.
So here's Jesus Hernandez. And Bonds will step off and throw to third. The runner there is out. Martinez tried to dash for third just a little bit early, and Bonds says, not so fast. Blue Jays get out of the seventh without any damage. We go to the bottom half as it's time to stretch. Blue Jays need some runs, trailing 9-5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
It's time to get up for the seventh inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Toman, Beltre, and Feliz coming up for the Blue Jays as they're down 9-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Colin Lowe is still out there, only reliever for the Hammerheads tonight behind Julio Mendez, who opened the ball game. They'll face Tucker Toman to open the inning. Tucker 1-for-3 with a run scored. First pitch. He takes high and outside, ball one. A lot of runs in this ball game, but all the scoring started in the second inning when Jupiter put up a 4-spot, and they scored one more time in the third. 1-0, Toman takes inside. 2 balls, no strikes, so the Blue Jays trailed 5-0 at that point, but then they responded with 3 runs in the bottom of the third, trimmed it down to 5-3, and then the two teams traded good handful of runs in the middle innings. 2-2 is lifted deep to center. Shade moving back. Has room in front of the track. He makes the catch. A noisy out number one. An F8 for Tucker Toman.
Shortstop number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Beltre. Manny with a two-hit day. 2 singles. Including one of the RBI variety in the third. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch.
is driven pretty deep out to left. Hidalgo back on the track. Now he comes in and drops to a knee to make the catch. Oh. Boy, that wind is making things tough on the outfielders tonight. But it's an F8, rather an F7, all told. Beltre's out number two. Here's Christian Feliz, who's 2-for-3 with two RBI singles. First pitch to the lefty. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 9-5 Hammerheads over the Blue Jays. First game of six. Come out and join us this week if you're in the area. 0-1. Feliz takes called strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-2. Big promotion coming up later this week. Girls' night out at the ballpark. Should be a lot of fun. 0-2, hopper foul. On the first base side, still 0-2. Now that's on Friday, 6:30 first pitch. First 500 fans get a friendship bracelet and a pregame wine tasting. Pitch to Feliz, bounce back up the middle, past the reach of Hernandez into center. It's a three-hit day for Christian Feliz. Yeah, all of them singles. So Mikhail Mignoso gets a chance here in the seventh.
Number 14, Mikhail Mignoso.
Mignoso 1-for-3. Singled in the second. First pitch. Liner down the left field line. It drops fair. Rolls and bounces off the sidewall. Feliz galloping around third. He's going to get the wave. The relay throw to the plate is cut off. Feliz slips. Now he gets up and scores. Nice recovery from Christian Feliz as that throw was cut by JT Mabry, the third baseman. And if it wasn't, I don't know if Christian would have gotten in there.
Second baseman, number 4.
After all that, RBI double for Mikhail Mignoso. Two-hit day for the 18-year-old. That's now 9-6 in the bottom of the seventh. Back down to a three-run deficit. Brings up Bryce Arnold. Righty on righty, first pitch. Swing and a tapper foul behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Looking back on that play, Feliz stumbling around third base, a moment he'd rather maybe not look back on, but we will. That's incredibly hard, what he just did. 0-1. Arnold swings and misses on a changeup. Makes it 0-2. Feliz, a big guy. 6'5", 6'6", was all of a sudden on all fours. Then to get back up, keep his balance, and keep running, that's impressive. Long pause before the 0-2. Arnold taps it foul on the third base side. We'll do it over. Arnold walked in the second, reached on an error, and then came in to score in the fourth. Struck out in the fifth. Mignoso with a pretty aggressive leadoff second base. Second baseman Jordan McCants nearby. He dances towards second. Now the 0-2. Misses down and away and gets by Ryan Ignafo. Mignoso trots on down to third base. So it's one ball and two strikes. Don't want to waste these opportunities late in the game, trailing 9-6. Blue Jays have done a very nice job converting with two outs today, including here in this seventh. Trying to do it again. The 1-2, Arnold cues it on the first baseline. Low ranges off the mound, scoops it up, takes it to the bag himself. A close play at first, but Low beat him to the bag. And the inning is over. One unassisted to end the inning, but Mikhail Mignoso doubles in Christian Feliz with two outs. Blue Jays get a run back. The deficit is now 9-6 as we go to the eighth. I'm Dunedin, Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays score once in the bottom of the seventh. So as we head to the eighth, it's the Hammerheads 9 and Dunedin 6. If you like offense, this has been the series opener for you. Bo Bonds back out for the top of the eighth. First pitch to Jesus Hernandez is a called strike. And it's 0-1. Hernandez was left stranded at the plate as Gerald Martinez was caught stealing at third. To end last inning, 0-1. Slider misses down. Makes it 1-1. Bonds working from the stretch with nobody on. Sets in a closed stance. Kicks and fires. And misses outside. Two balls, one strike. If Bonds records an out here in this eighth, and you figure, you know, pitch count, not a big issue here. He's only had 15 pitches. He probably should. 2-1, a wave and a miss makes it 2-2. It would be a new season high in innings pitched. He's thrown one inning four times. Trying to finish off Hernandez here. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went upstairs with the fastball and blew it by Hernandez for out number one. Second strikeout for Bonds.
Catcher, number 26,
here's Ryan Ignafo. Ignafo walked and scored his last time. That was in the sixth. A rare hitless day for him, at least so far. Righty on righty, first pitch. Cue shot, foul ball. First base side, it stays foul. And it's 0-1. Hammerheads with a 9-6 lead over the Jays. We're in the eighth. Ignafo in college at Eastern Illinois wasn't just an infielder, also played a little bit of outfield. He also pitched. 0-1. Liner through the middle, down into center. Hitless no more for Ryan Ignafo. He picks up a one-out single here in the eighth. And there's a man aboard for Brock Vredenburg.
First baseman, number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
So now Vredenburg is the lone hitless hammerhead. 9 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors for the Sharks. 6 runs on 12 hits, 1 error for the Jays. First pitch to Vredenburg, misses down, ball 1. But going back to Ignafo, as the throw back to the mound glances away from Bonds, but the Blue Jays pounce on it, Ignafo stays at first. How many guys can say they've played as many positions as Ryan Ignafo has. Between his college and now pro career, he's played just about everywhere. 1-0. Vredenburg takes low. Two balls, no strikes. I'm not entirely sure if Ignafo played any shortstop when he was a Panther, but played second, probably played some third, maybe not first. 2-0. Misses down. Three balls, no strikes. That was close there. But Vredenberg's well out in front. But you got to figure at some point, maybe Ignafo played some shortstop in high school, maybe. 3-0. Vredenburg takes downstairs. That's ball four. Back-to-back base runners reach for the Hammerheads here in the top of the eighth. Single from Ignafo. Now a walk to Vredenburg. There's men on first and second for Kobe Shade. He's thrown some shade the Blue Jays' way tonight. Single and a run scored in the third. Homer in the fifth as a hawk takes off into the Dunedin night sky. First pitch to Shade. Misses down and outside. Kicks away from Mignoso. A good bounce again, but not in time to get anybody. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Ignafo to third. Vredenburg up to second. Double play out of order. Great work by Chase on the wireless camera. I believe that was Chase capturing that hawk for those watching on MILB TV. TD Ballpark is home to a lot of birds of prey. 1-0. Misses down and outside. Mignoso with a sliding stop. Two balls, no strikes. In particular, I think there's one hawk that calls the light tower in right field home. Pretty good spot to set up camp if you're a bird. Bird's eye view, literally. Anyway, it's 2-0 to Shade. He swings and misses. Makes it 2-1. A big spot in this ball game here. A single, probably scores two. Makes it a five-run game. That feels almost out of reach. With six outs to play with for the Jays. 2-1 in there for a called strike. Fastball paints the outside edge, makes it 2-2. But if you buckle down, get these two outs, keep the Hammerheads off the board here. Three runs, very manageable. Bonds sets and deals, and the pitch is popped up into shallow left. I don't think it's going to be deep enough. Joseph comes in, gets under it, makes the catch. Ignafo fakes a tag from third. Shade is out number two. So it'll be up to John Cruz. Couldn't ask for anything more there. Shade got way under it. Cruz, a lefty, 2-for-4, two singles, two strikeouts. First pitch to him, misses low. Mignoso stops it before it pops through his crouch. It's 1-0. 9-6 Jupiter, top of the eighth, two outs, two men in scoring position. Cruz waits on the 1-0, takes low and in near the shoot tops. Another nice stop from Mignoso in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Shortstop Beltre playing up the middle for Cruz. Marlins number 21 prospect. 2-0. Check swing. Did he go? He did. It's a strike. Two balls, one strike on Cruz. Cruz with long black Miami Marlins socks to go with his gray pants, almost up to his knees. 2-1. Cue shot, foul ball, third base side, off the very end of the bat. Makes it 2-2. Bonds paces around the mound. He's a guy with a lot of mound presence to him, with that violent delivery. His glove points straight up, almost, as he rears back to throw. Long hair flowing out of the back of his cap. His 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Bo Bonds escapes the jam in the top of the eighth. He sets down John Cruz on the fastball, and the inning is over. Score remains. Hammerheads 9, Blue Jays 6. Going to the home half of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's a three-run ball game in the bottom of the eighth. Jupiter 9, Blue Jays 6, and Jury Jimenez is on for the Hammerheads to try and keep it that way. Jimenez, a right-hander, will face 9-1-2 in the Blue Jays lineup. He's making his second appearance this season in single A. He's thrown one inning, has not allowed an earned run. First pitch to Daniel Perez, a lefty, is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jimenez spent pretty much all of last season in high A Beloit in the Marlins system. 0-1. Perez swings and misses. A fastball on the inside edge makes it 0-2. Jimenez had a really hot start to the season, was lights out for the first month or so. Then the train came off the tracks kind of towards the tail end of the year. Trying to regain some confidence here in single A. 0-2, lined foul, out of play. Still 0-2. Jimenez opened the season back with Beloit, made six appearances, pitched to an ERA over 10, 8 1/3 innings, 10 earned runs. Perez in the ninth spot tonight, 0-3. Time called, and it's a pitch timer violation. Jimenez not too happy. And now he calls out Ryan Ignafo for a visit. Jimenez looks the part, 6'3", 218. Big right-hander, big frame. Long conversation with Ignafo here. Maybe going over signs. Usually you don't see a meeting this long, mid at bat with nobody on, first batter of the inning especially. But got to get everything straightened out. So it's 1-2 on Perez. He's hit a few balls hard tonight, but no hits to show for it. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Jimenez sets him down on strikes for out number one. Here's the leadoff man, Gene Joseph.
Left fielder number six, Gene Joseph.
Joseph gets a nice ovation, whether that's from his teammates or maybe some fans. For good reason. 2-for-4 with two RBIs. First pitch, runs inside and hit him. It ran so far inside, it almost ran back outside and almost hit or missed Joseph behind his back, but it clipped him. Sounded like on the helmet.
center fielder, number 47.
Looks like he's all right. Makes a slow walk down to first base. Brings up Victor Arias. Tying run now in the on-deck circle. As Jupiter leads 9-6. Arias, 1-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first offer. A slider misses out, ball one. Arias had a rare day off on Sunday. Hard-earned day off. He's been pretty much an everyday guy since he came back from some shoulder soreness. 1-0, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. 1-1. You know, Jimenez has never been a guy where velocity is the problem. And just like so many young pitchers, it's all about commanding it. 1-1. Misses downstairs, and Ignafo bobbles it as he came up to pump fake. Gene Joseph faked towards second, but now he trots on down to second as it's a pass ball. So a man in scoring position for Arias now. Two balls, one strike. Joseph with more than enough speed to score on a little blooper to the outfield. 2-1. Arias swings and misses on a slider down in the dirt. Went fishing. Didn't catch anything. 2-2. Arias pops his helmet off, wipes some sweat off of his brow. Venezuela headband for Victor. Of course, the yellow stripe of the flag matches his yellow batting gloves, yellow arm sleeve. 2-2. High chopper foul. Third base side. Still 2-2. We've talked about mound presence a few times tonight. How about a box presence from Victor Arias? Guy who maintains a lot of eye contact with the pitcher, paces around the box a lot. Now the 2-2 from Jimenez. Swing and a miss. He got him. 95-mile-an-hour cutter. Lower half of the zone gets Arias for out number two. Two outs, both strikeouts for Jimenez. Who likes to go by Jimmy. In addition to his full name, Uris. First pitch to Joan Helaponte misses in. It's 1-0. So Joseph still on second base. Reached on a hit by pitch. Moved up on a pass ball. Ponte trying not to leave him there. Blue Jays looking for more two-out magic. 1-0. Ponte takes a big swing and comes up empty. At 95-mile-an-hour gas. 1-1. Jimenez sets. Deals. Aponte with a cracked back ground ball to second base. Routine for McCants. Fields it cleanly. Throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Gene Joseph stranded on second base. We're on to the ninth. Still a three-run deficit for the Blue Jays. 9-6. Jupiter over Dunedin on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning.
Top of the ninth inning at TD Ballpark. It's still Hammerheads 9, Blue Jays 6. Scoring has slowed down in the late stages of this one. J.J. Sanchez is trying to keep it that way. Lefty is on to face the lower third of Jupiter's lineup, starting with Gerald Martinez. In the first pitch, slider loops in, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Martinez 1-for-4. Singled his last time in the seventh. Pause in the pitch. Fastball at 95, taken for a called strike on the outside edge. So it's 0-2. Sanchez comes into this one with a 3.27 ERA in 8 appearances, 11 innings. 0-2. Swing and a miss from Martinez, but it gets away from Mignoso. Throw from the warning track to first, just in time. Great throw from Mikael Mignoso from near the visitors on deck circle on the third base side of home plate. 14, nice stretch from Christian Feliz as well. Strikeout for out number one. Brings up JT Mabry with nobody on. 9-6 Jupiter in the ninth. First pitch to the right-hander. Misses low. And it's 1-0. Sanchez last outing came on Sunday, so he's pitching on one day's rest, but it was a very brief outing. 1-0, fouled back into the screen. One ball, one strike. And usually when you hear brief outing, you might think, oh, did things go bad? Nope, not the case. Sanchez came on with two outs, man on first base in the ninth, and struck out the only guy he faced. 1-1. Tapper foul, third base side, makes it 1-2. Mabry had a double back in the second inning. Hitless since. Sanchez, 1-2. Wave and a miss on a back foot breaker. Oh, that was nasty. Back-to-back strikeouts from J.J. to open the top of the ninth.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
Two down, bases empty for Jordan McCants. He's reached twice, once on a single, once on a walk. Lefty on lefty. And the first pitch, McCants takes a fastball outside. Rather, that was the slider, and it's 1-0. Infield shifting for the lefty, McCants. Corners in, 1-0, misses up and in. McCants leans out of the way. Tucker Thoman shaded in at third base. And Feliz, actually, at first, still remains behind the bag. Always got to be aware of a bunt attempt with a guy like McCants. Great speed. 2-0. Sails high. Three balls and no strikes. Sanchez signed by the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent last year. Starting to look like a steal. 3-0. Misses inside. McCants jumps out of the way. It was close. But it's ball 4. Two-out base runner for Jupiter.
Left fielder, number 23, Renny Hidalgo.
Brings up Renny Hidalgo. Struck out his first time in the seventh after he came on as a defensive sub for Dylan Head. No, nobody panic. He didn't leave with an injury. In fact, he's working his way back from an injury, his head. First pitch to Hidalgo. Called strike. A fastball spotted up on the inside edge at 94. It's 0-1. It was an abductor strain for Head that kept him out for a good long while after he got traded from San Diego to Miami. Throw to first is late. Backhand's back in standing, leading base stealer for this Hammerheads team. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see him go here. 0-1, and there he goes. Pitch misses in. Throw down to second is offline and late. So McCants picks up his first stolen base of the night. Man in scoring position for Hidalgo. And time is called, and Sanchez wants to run through signs with Mignoso with that man out in second base. Sanchez covers his face with his glove. Just in case maybe John Boy's in the third base dugout to do a little lip reading. Count is 1-1 on Hidalgo. Wind still blowing in from right. Lights shining down. Bright green grass at TD Ballpark. Little haze underneath them. 1-1. Runner goes for third. Swing and a miss. Throw down. Got him. Mikhail Mignoso cuts down Jordan McCants at third base. The best base stealer in the league is caught. Great throw from Mignoso. Ends the ninth. We go to the bottom half. Blue Jays need 3 to tie it and 4 to win it. Next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Last chance for the Blue Jays as the Hammerheads lead 9-6 in the bottom of the ninth. That'll be 4-5-6 for the Jays against Yuri Jimenez, who's out for his second inning of work. Starts with Tucker Thoman. He's 1-for-4 today with a single and a run scored. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Misses low, ball one. Well, the Blue Jays are going to try and channel some of the magic that it seemed like Fort Myers pulled out of their hats last week on the road. 1-0. Thoman skies it out of play. Left field side. Strike one. 1-1. The Blue Jays didn't get walked off once, not twice. How about three times? They're probably thinking, it's about time we get one. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the high outside edge. Makes it 1-2. And Tolman takes time. Well, the Blue Jays have been very, very good in the late stages of games. Win or lose, they have put up a lot of runs in the final three innings of games. Jimenez takes a breath. Deals the 1-2. Tolman fights it off. Foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. So the Blue Jays, now including tonight, have scored in the seventh inning or later in 11 of their last 12 games. The 1-2. Thoman reaches out, chops it out in front of home plate. It bounces, stays fair. Ignafo scoops it up, throws to first. Not in time. No, Vredenburg was off the bag. Larry Pettis had a great look at it behind the first base bag. He rules that Vredenburg was off the pillow, so Thoman reaches. And Nelson Prada says, I don't know about that. So he strides out, wants to talk things over with Pettis. Now, Prada doesn't look overly hot. Calm demeanor. Feels more like an inquiry than an argument. So as Prada and Pettis continue to discuss, Thoman safe at first, and Manny Beltre comes to the plate. Three-run game, 9-6 Jupiter, bottom nine. And now Prada says, you know what? I want you to check with your pal. So Zach Hovick and Pettis will get together to discuss. And Hovick says, you know what? I had what you had. So Prada will head back to the dugout dissatisfied. It was a very awkward-looking play at first where Thoman almost stumbled as he got to the first base bag. I don't know if we've got another look at it, but it looked awkward kind of all around. So Manny Beltre stands in now. Beltre 2-for-4, two singles including an RBI. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses inside, it's 1-0. Official ruling is an E3, missed catch error, because I don't think there's a missed base error in the book. 1-0. Beltre swings and misses over a slider at 85 in the lower half of the zone, makes it 1-1. Beltre's homer on Sunday is first since his two-run walk-off blast against Lakeland opening weekend. 1-1. Floated into shallow left. Hernandez gets under it, and the shortstop makes the catch. So Beltre's out number one in the ninth.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
So that brings up Christian Feliz. Now we'll get another look at this play. Ignafo throwing on the run to first, and tough to get a look at it from that perspective. It looked like Thoman kind of just landed awkwardly on the bag. Maybe Vredenburg came off early. First pitch to Feliz is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Feliz swinging as hot a bat as anybody. 3-for-4, three singles, two RBIs tonight. 0-1. Christian fouls it straight back. Got a fastball at 95 in the upper half. Just got a piece of it. That's 0-2. Ground ball could end the game with Tucker Thoman over at first. Jays down by three in the bottom of the ninth. Jimenez leans in for the sign. Comes set. And fires. Feliz swings and misses. On a fastball in the upper half of the zone again. And the Blue Jays are down to their final out.
Pitcher number 14, Mikael Minoso.
It's represented by Mikael Minoso. Jimenez trying to nail down Jupiter's league-leading 17th save. Righty on righty, first pitch. Minoso reaches out, pops it up, out of play. It's 0-1. Hammerheads at 21-12, leading team in the Florida State League East. Blue Jays 8 games back over here in the West. While 2-out magic has been the trend all night, Blue Jays are going to need a little bit more of it. 0-1 pitch. Minoso with a high chopper over the mound to the second baseman. McCancy gloves it, steps on the second base bag, and the ball game is over. Yuri Jimenez nails down the save for Jupiter. It is indeed their 17th this year, most in the Florida State League. And Jupiter takes the series opener from the Blue Jays. Final score is 9-6. Get to the final totals here. First for the victorious Jupiter Hammerheads. They score 9 runs on 13 hits. They commit 3 errors, but in the end it does not haunt them. They strand 9 men on base. For the Blue Jays, they score 6 runs on 12 hits with 1 error, 10 men left on base. The winning pitcher is going to be Colin Lowe. Lowe was the first man in relief of Julio Mendez and threw 4 innings, allowed 7 hits, but only allowed 2 earned runs, 3 runs total. He didn't walk anybody while striking out through. Good work from Lowe out of the bullpen. While the loss goes to Connor O'Halloran, and that loss drops Connor to a record of 3-2. Both of his losses this year against these pesky Jupiter Hammerheads. With the victory, the Hammerheads are 22-12, 10 games over 500, while the Blue Jays fall to 14-20. Well, the good news is, just like most days in baseball, we've got another crack at it tomorrow. Same time, same place, 6:30 first pitch. Hope you can join us for the pregame show presented by Eddie's Bar and Grill, starting at 6:15. We'll have more postgame coverage coming up after a short break here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hammerheads take game 1, 9-6. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. This one is in the books at TD Ballpark on a steamy night for baseball in Dunedin. Hammerheads take game 1 over the Blue Jays 9-6. The final score, Larry Larson back in with you for the postgame show here. Let's start the postgame show with a look around the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Starting in Clearwater, just down the road, top of the ninth, Threshers lead 4-2 over Daytona. Two pretty good teams going at it there. Clearwater, the first-place team in the Florida State League West. Daytona in second place in the East. They're in danger of falling 4 games back, trailing 4-2 at the top of the ninth. Middle of the ninth, over in Lakeland, Flying Tigers down late to the Mighty Muscles, who all of a sudden are red hot. They lead 11-8 going to the bottom of the ninth over in Lakeland. Bottom of the ninth in Tampa, Bradenton with a narrow 4-3 lead, but Tampa threatening, men on the corners with 2 outs coming down to the wire at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. And one other final score to report outside of our final score here in Dunedin. Palm Beach defeats St. Lucie 7-3 in Jupiter tonight. So with that win, Palm Beach improves to 19-15. St. Lucie falls 10 games under 500 at 12-22. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization tonight? Starting with AAA Buffalo. They're on the road at Rochester. Knotted up at 3. Middle of the 5th. A lot of ball game left there. They're in the middle of the 7th. And AA New Hampshire. They're on the road at Hartford. Down late. 8-3. It's going to take a late rally for the Fisher Cats to avoid their 20th loss of the season. Tonight coming into action at 13-19. High A Vancouver is all set to go coming up here shortly, 9:35 Eastern Time first pitch. They'll take on Spokane for a 9:35 first pitch. Jupiter and even 500, 14-14. FCL Phillies and FCL Blue Jays were postponed, and if I'm not mistaken, so was the Big League Club today on the road at Baltimore. But how about the Big League Club last night? Comeback win. They were down to just 9 players because there's the flu going around, the Blue Jays clubhouse. So they only had 9 position players, and they won with the only 9 that they had. What a story. Hopefully it can kind of be a turning point in the season for the Big Birds. Tonight was indeed postponed. That series will resume tomorrow at 12:35 Eastern Time. They'll play a doubleheader later on. July 29th will be the makeup date for today's big league game. Looking ahead to Wednesday's action here in Dunedin. Same time, same place, 6:30 first pitch. Hope you can join us at 6:15 as our coverage begins with the Eddie's Bar pregame show. The pitching matchup tomorrow, the Blue Jays will send Jerron Watts Brown to the bump as he'll be opposed by Tristan Stevens for the Hammerheads. Stevens, let's see, a right-hander, native of Springfield, Missouri, signed by the Marlins out of Texas back in 2022. Stevens will come into that matchup with an ERA at 3.93, just like the rest of the Hammerheads pitching staff. He's gotten off to a good start to the year. While Jerron takes the baseball for the Blue Jays, making his 6th start this season, he's got a 4.88 ERA in 24 innings of work. So it's Watts Brown against Stevens, Jupiter against Dunedin. Hope you can join us tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch with a 6:15 pregame show. That'll do it for our coverage tonight from TD Ballpark. We certainly hope you enjoyed the broadcast, maybe a little bit more than you did the result. For our entire hardworking crew here at TD, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday night. One more time, the final score. It's the Hammerheads 9 and the Blue Jays 6. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Good night, everybody.